Here today's top stories, interesting press push against Mayor Emanuel, who has deferred to the police superintendent over an IG report recommending action against 10 police officers involved in Laquan McDonald's shooting cover-up. When asked if the mayor would push for it, the firings, he said, "Nah, you know what? It's up to the superintendent, not my job." He tells us all to look at the city's history. You know, we would, mayor, but, you know, CPS cutbacks. Police superintendent history, first thing to go. That and libraries. Donald Trump will get his first FBI intelligence briefing tonight, and when a reporter asked him about it, he said he really didn't trust the info he's going to get. He said he's got his own people. So essentially, the FBI sucks, and he's got better guys. His sons? Well, Eric Trump would be awesome to lead the FBI. He's already got the slick-back hair down, the aviators, right? "You're going to tell us where it's at. Where's the bomb?" No? I don't know how Eric Trump talks. It'd be more like, "Where's the bomb? Come on, huge. We need to know what a huge bomb is." All right. Trump also shook up his campaign staff today. A former Breitbart journalist will come aboard. So will Trump kick him out of his own press conferences? All of Trump's announcements will now come with a click here at the end. Speaking of media, Univision landed the troubled gossip news site Gawker.com for chump change after the digital media company went bankrupt. Thanks, Hulk Hogan. Univision hasn't released plans for the site, but something tells me it'll be Spanish lists and slideshows. Ooh, cinto de sexo. Muy caliente, Hulk Hogan. It was almost Japanese. Yeah, you know, can't please everybody. Comcast is starting work on a faster internet for the Chicago area. Yep, super duper fast, which just means get ready for your internet not to work. Oh, you don't have super fast? Do you have super duper fast? Oh, you just have fast? Well, that's the problem. You're going to need super, super, super duper fast, not just fast. We can upgrade you, though. I mean, we'll come on Tuesday between never and not going to happen. All right, bye. Swimmer Ryan Lochte and another athlete were ordered by a judge to stay in Rio till they can figure out what happened with this alleged robbery. Lochte said that he was robbed while in a taxi at gunpoint. The Rio police say they can't find evidence supporting that claim. So who to believe? The corrupt police or the bleach-stained, brain-dead swimmer? A battle for the ages. Also, Lochte's already back in the States, so good luck with that. Scientists in Britain have developed a new painkiller without all the addictive side effects. It's being used to treat patients who are addicted to opioids. Wow, a pill to treat an addiction to pills. I guess that's kind of like drinking light beer to cure alcoholism. I guess that can work. I mean, for now, until people get addicted to the new pill. Yeah. In weather, hot, muggy, and now rainy. At least we don't have forest fires, right? Yet. No forest fires yet. In sports, the Bears and Patriots were back at it today. Zach Miller was back on the practice field, just citing a doctor's appointment for why he wasn't there yesterday. ESPN said today that they were concerned that the Bears' offense was in trouble, as today the team regressed again and struggled to produce anything against the Patriots' defense. You know what? I wouldn't worry about it, though. Our guys, they're going to come through at game time. They just always do, right? Still 14-2. Tonight, John Lester goes against the Brewers. Finish them! The Cubs won a doubleheader yesterday, but finally something to be concerned about. The Cubs announced they may skip John Lackey's next start because of shoulder soreness. He may get shut down, put on the DL for rest. At this point, Lackey's the fifth starter on the Cubs, where he'd probably be the number two starter on every other team in the league. So the Cubs can afford having him take a couple weeks off. Also, Joe Smith goes to the DL, and Tommy Gunn LaStella looks to be reporting to the minors. That's a story? That's so funny. That's a story. Still not there. And we're like, he's finally going. Good. How is this kid not cut? The Sox lost yesterday. So that whole thing I said yesterday about the year-end rally starting now, I lied. It didn't start yesterday. It starts now. Tonight. The boys of summer, the Olympic basketball team, beat Argentina today to move to the semis. Argentina has Andres Nocioni, Noch, the former Bull. Wow, that's old. Spain has Gasol and Mirotic. They beat France today to move to the semis as well. That's really the game we want to see, right? Spain and U.S., so we can see Jimmy Butler dunk over Nikola Mirotic and Paul Gasol, just for old time's sake. Last night, Kerry Walsh Jennings and April Ross lost their bid for gold. Walsh Jennings blamed it on herself. I blame it on the Band-Aids. Ton of Band-Aids all over her, blue and red. At least they were festive. They're patriotic Band-Aids. And finally tonight, actor Jared Leto is telling the press that he was tricked into playing the Joker in the movie Suicide Squad. Yeah, I guess he was told a role would be different and that he was disappointed that specific scenes were cut from the film. No word on whether or not he got paid for the role. Oh, this just in, he did? He got paid well? Okay, well then, shut up. That's the carryout for August 17, 2016. It's raining, so we are double bagging your order tonight. Paper, then plastic over the paper. Who else does that? Oh, everybody does? Oh, well, just bring the bags back when you're done.